गुरुरेव गति गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहस्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरो परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो मतिरस्ति गुरो मम पाहि गुरो श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। प्रतिभा भगिनी
येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्यं महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्।
ॐ तत्सत्। पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं, वदतु।
पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं, वदामि संस्कृतं सदा, ध्यायामि संस्कृतं सम्यक्, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। संस्कृतस्य प्रसाराय नैजं सर्वं ददाम्यहम्, संस्कृतस्य सदा भक्तः, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। संस्कृतस्य कृते जीवन्, संस्कृतस्य कृते यजन्, आत्मानं मामुदं मन्ये, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। धन्यवादः।
धन्यवादः। वन् मोर् पेराग्राफ् ऐ लाड् हियर्। हिन्दुधर्मं समाजं च पवित्रां संस्कृतिं स्तथा संरक्ष्य ननु कार्यं विश्वं शान्तिं जगद्दितं। वन्दे संस्कृतमाथरं, वन्दे संस्कृतमाथरं, वन्दे भारतमाथरम्। ॐ तत्सत्। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। गुरुपरम्परा अरुणामङ्गले महोदय।
Sir, please post the, please write in words.
What?
Yeah.
What you told last stanza, please write. Then only we can remember.
Yes, yes. I'll put it in the WhatsApp. Don't worry.
Shirasta? Mahodaya, Shirasta?
Ah, start. Oh,
Shukalma. चन्द्रं वैष्णुैः शिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवन्दनं ध्यायते सर्वैक्यं पश्यान्यते सरस्वती नमस्तुभयं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धे भवेत् मे सदा सदाशिवसंशता
सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम्
आलयं नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करं लोकशरणं शङ्करा शङ्कराचार्य केशव पदरायणं
शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्य केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तः पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेदि मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। गुकारस्त्वन्धकारो वै ऋकारस्तन्निवर्तकः अन्धकारं निरोधित्वाद् गुरुरित्यभिधीयते। प परब्रह्मनिष्ठं स्वतो धर्मनिष्ठम् अहिंसैहसिष्टं सुजुष्वै सुदुष्टं यतीनां वरिष्ठं गुरूणां गरिष्ठं दयानन्दरूपं मदाचार्यमीडे दयानन्दरूपं मदाचार्यमीडे ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावरीदमस्नुहा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुस्साक्षात् परब्रह्मं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे सर्वलोकानां ऋषये भवरोहिणां नृतये सर्वविद्यानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमो नमः हरि ओम् ओम् तत्सत् उत्तमम् ऐ हव् टु मिनिमैज़् दिस् ओके लेट् अस् स्टार्ट् वित् सुभाषितम् केन् यु आल् सी द स्क्रीन् केन् सी द स्क्रीन् यस् द सुभाषितम् ऐ हव् टु रिक्वेस्ट्
Not fully screen, sir.
Sudha Begini, Sudha Balan Begini to read it.
Not fully seen.
Sudha Balan Begini.
Utyamenai. Can you hear, sir? Utyamenaiva Siddhyante Aryanina Manorata Prathai Nahi Supra सुप्तस्य सिंहस्य प्रविशन्ति मुखे मृगः
मृगाः
मृगाः
मृगः सिंगुलर् ओके
मृगा
वन् मोर्
उद्यमेनैव सिद्ध्यन्ति कार्याणि मनोरथैः न हि सुप्तस्य सिंहस्य प्रविशन्ति मुखे मृगाः
प्रविशन्ति न प्रविशन्ति
तत्र
दीर्घ नास्ति प्रविशन्ति
प्रविशन्ति
उद्यमेनैव सिद्ध्यन्ति कार्याणि न मनोरथैः न हि सुप्तस्य सिंहस्य प्रविशन्ति मुखे मृगाः
बाला महोदय रीड् इट् वन्स् मोर्
महोदय उद्यमेनैव सिद्ध्यन्ति कार्याणि न मनोरथैः न हि सुप्तस्य सिंहस्य प्रविशन्ति मुखे मृगाः
उत्तमम् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दिस् इस् ईवन् अ लयन् इस् अ किङ्ग् आफ् द फारेस्ट् इस् इट् नाट् Lion is a king of a forest, but not like Akbar or Maharana Pratap sitting in a place and asking people to come and give the food to him. It is a, though it is a king, even the lion, if it is working hard, then the leash, it will get its prey. The sleeping lion, even a mouse goes into its mouth and come back. Lion can, we can, it will not get the food. Lion will not get the food. Okay, similarly, udhyamenaiva siddhyanti karyani namanorataihi. That is, the work is, when the hard work is done, then only you get the result. Is the simple meaning of that. Just read that English meaning. Work gets accomplished by putting in efforts, not by just sitting. Okay, and certainly not by merely wishful thinking. Just you think of that, you will not going to get. And Strong, Aldrin and Collin in 1969 thought that they will be landing on the moon. And they worked for that scientifically and that is why they could reach there for the first time. Okay, so that is how a hard work is rewarded. Just by thinking of that, or just by telling about that stories, it is not going to work out. For which you have to work hard. And there are two types of working. One is working hard like a donkey. That is called, in Hindi, it is called as Gada Majuri. And the other type of working is scientific way of working. That is why you can see a person who is sitting in an AC cabin given a salary of not less than 2 lakhs. But at the same time, the same work is being physically done by somebody with an uniform is paid less. Why? The person working really practically with an uniform is called as a class 4 employee, whereas the person who is sitting in the cabin with a computer or a laptop or nowadays lot of communication facilities are there, they are called as planners, scientific workers. Understand? That is the difference. So that Subhashitam shows that we have to work, but with a scientific plan, scientific work. Okay, udyamenaiva siddhyanti karyani na manorataihi nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrigaha. Okay, astu, since you people are aware of this, 1 minute, I'll increase the
not fully seen.
Just a minute, I have to adjust.
A part only.
What?
A part only seen by me.
What Upayugya, is seen by you?
Upayugya Rikta Sthanani, I am not hearing you, sir.
Talk louder, I am not able to hear you.
Sir, all the words are on the left, right hand side screen is blank.
Just a minute, I am adjusting.
Purayatu. That's the only scene.
Mother, you can do S11.
Please show full screen.
Can you see now?
Yeah.
No, nothing is seen.
What?
Now it's proper, Mother. Maybe they have zoomed to their screen.
Okay. Now it's visible.
Okay.
So small.
As most of you are knowing basic Sanskritam, a fast understanding of the Akshara. Okay? Sanskrita Varnamalaha. Aksharam kim asti? Uchharyamanaha dvanihi aksharam asti. Okay? Swaraha. Kim asti swayam uchcharamanam ye akshara asti tat swaraha asti. That is, a meaningful letter is called as swaraha. Okay, can you get it?
Sir, please explain.
Yes. What is a letter? Aksharam is nothing but a letter. Okay. Something coming from the sound coming from your mouth is called as a letter. Example, Om. Om. Is it soundful? Yes, it is soundful. So this is a letter, a cluster of a letter. Okay, this can be called as a shabda also. The best example for the aksharam is a. A. E. E, all these are phonetics, is it not? It is a sound coming out of your tone, rather from your throat it comes, through a thought. Okay,
yes.
Swaraha means, it is coming out of the phonetics as a sound, but it has got a meaningful letter. Okay, just like all the swaras are A-A-E-E-U-U-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R- सो कति स्वराः सन्ति प्रतिभा भगिनी
त्रयोदश
स्वराः सन्ति वा वन् मिनिट् ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु नो ऐ एम् ऐ वाण्ट् टु सी यू पीपल् आल्सो at the same time I want to present my screen also where this is gone
zoom is best sir
what happened
too small letters
wait ma'am wait allow me to do Can you see now?
No, sir.
Everything is on the left.
Only a part.
You need to center that letterings.
I think the previous view was fine. Previous view was fine.
I will do one thing.
Last letters only seen, sir.
I am not able to do it. Why?
You can just click on the left arrow
now. I have kept it in my left only, sir.
No. Click on the slides, click left arrow, and the wordings will come to the center.
Only last letters only seen, sir.
Where is it left arrow?
Click on the slides and click left arrow on your keyboard.
Vakyam likhatu, that's only seen. नाम अभ्यासः
जस्ट् क्लिक् आन् द स्लैड् महोदय
रैट् हेण्ड् सैड् स्लैड्
नो वेर् आर् द स्लैड्स् इस् क्लिक् आन् द स्लैड् देन् क्लिक् लेफ्ट् आरो
लिखतु नाम अभ्यासः दट्स् ओन्ली सीन् नथिङ्ग्
वन् मिनिट्
सर् लेफ्ट् आरो आन् द कीबोर्ड्
left arrow on the keyboard acha
once you click on the slides whatever is open now then click on the left arrow
but my icon is not working
no I said right, stop sharing.
Stop sharing for some time.
Vakyam likhatu naam abhyasah. That's only seen. Please arrange the full. Arrange in full space.
I'm finding it difficult. One minute.
Shall I ask someone else to present, Mahadeya?
Please.
Yes. You can just open FCC. I'll ask one of my friends to present the slides for today's class.
Yes. Can I close this?
Yes, you can close all the slides. You just keep FCC open.
Yeah. That will be better. I mean, we will chat, but it's on recording. No, nothing wrong. We are not going to talk anything about politics or religion. Okay, rest of the people also I can get introduced.
Nothing is seen, sir.
Meenakshi Begni. Meenakshi Begni.
Yeah.
Kimapi Nashruyate. Whatever you are talking, only a mild sound is coming. You use your headphones, then only it will be. Please use your headphones. Sorry, today it is a little bit of technical problem was there. From next class onwards, I'll make it okay. Okay. Okay?
Okay.
Hariharan Mahodaya?
Hello.
Open your video.
Hariharan here. Hariharan Krishnan.
Yes.
I'll introduce myself. I am a retired senior citizen from Bangalore. I got interested in this spoken Sanskrit just for the joy of learning a spoken Sanskrit. I am not interested in reading scriptures and other things. I want just learn to be able to converse in Sanskrit.
Oh, very good. First time I'm hearing from one candidate out of, say, hundreds of candidates I have seen. First time I'm hearing a person telling, I want to speak in Sanskritam. I'm very happy about that person, Mr. Hariharan.
Then you
are enjoying this.
Okay.
To talk in Sanskrit fully.
Meenakshi Begini, mute Karotu.
Yeah.
Please mute Karotu. So can so people see the screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Mahoday.
Mahoday, you can scroll. Scroll down.
Mahoday, one of my friends, Saiting, is presenting. I have shared the PPT to her. She will be scrolling it.
Make it bigger.
Yeah, sir. Can you see?
Yeah.
No, still better. Bigger.
Still bigger. Yeah.
You'll have to scroll up. This is okay.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I want that swaraha.
Go up.
Yeah, after the Subhashitam.
I have joined.
After the Subhashitam, ma'am.
It's running, sir. I can't see anything.
Top. Try it to the top. One more top. Yes. Stop here. Yeah. No, okay. Little bit down.
No.
After this.
Still.
Yeah.
Go one more slide down.
Yeah.
A little bit up. Yes. Stop here.
Yeah.
No, not this. Okay, anyhow. Just little listen up, to me.
You can press a vertical arrow and
only 1% can speak, I can hear.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Stop. Yeah. This. Yeah.
So, I was talking about Aksharam. Okay, Aksharam is nothing but phonetics. Okay, which is coming out of your mouth like a sound, etc. Okay, this is nothing but dvanihi. The sound is in Sanskritam is dvanihi. Okay, swaraha has got its own meaning. The meaningful sound is called as swaraha. You rather listen to a lot of music, and especially the Carnatic music starts with what? Sa-ri-ga-ma-pa-da-ni-sa, which is Arohanam and Avarohanam. All these Saptaswaras, they are called as Saptaswaras, has got their own meaning. That is why it is called as Swaraha. Saptaswaraha. Sa-ri-ga-ma-pa-da-ni-sa-ni-da-pa-ma-ga-ri. Similarly, in Sanskritam, the swaraha are, as Pratibha Vagini rightly said, trayodasha swaraha santi. But when you count it with the finger, it will be but 15. A, E, U, R, 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 E, I, O, Au, Am, Aha. All put together are 15. But Pratibha Bhagini told, it is Trayodasha. Trayodasha means 13. Okay, 1, 3, 13. How is it possible? Because the Am and the Aha, the last two letters which you are hearing, are also included in Swaraha, but they are having a different entity. And they are called as, Am is called as Anuswaraha. Okay? And Aha is Visargaha. Anuswaraha and Visargaha have got two different entity in Sanskritam. Okay? So that is why Kati Swaraha Santi, if the question is there, the answer will be Trayodasha Swaraha Santi. Understand? Okay, now we'll come to Vyanjanani. This Vyanjanani is divided into two. One is called as Vargiya Vyanjanani. The second one is called as Avargiya Vyanjanani. Why this is Vargiya Vyanjanani? Because it is into a group. Group of how much? 5 into 5. It's nothing but 25. Okay? 5 horizontal and 5 vertical. That is why 5 into 5 is 25. So first group is called as Kavargaha. The second horizontal group is called as Chavargaha. Okay? The third one is Tavargaha. The fourth one is Pavargaha. And the fifth one is Papa Baba Mavargaha. Okay? Sorry. Kaka Gaga Na. Cha Cha Jaja Nya. Tata Dada Na. Tata Dada Na. Papa Baba Ma. Pavargaha. So, how many vargas? Ka Vargaha? Cha Vargaha?
Pavargaha.
Tell. One of you.
Pavargaha.
So, is this again can be abbreviated into Ku, Chu, Tu, Tu, Pu. So when you say Ku, it is Kavargaha. Chu is Chavargaha. Tu is Tavargaha. Tu is Tavargaha. And Pu is Pavargaha. And this abbreviation is given by Panini Maharishi in Vyakaranam. Ku, Chu, Tu, Tu, Pu is Vargiya Vyanjanani. So when a question is asked, Kati, when Vargiya Vyanjanani Vadatu, you can immediately tell Kuchututupu. So this Kuchututupu has got 25 letters in that. Understand? Now our Vargiya Vyanjanani, before that, the first two column, vertical column of that Vargiya Vyanjanani are called as Karkasha Vyanjanani. Because it is little bit harder to pronounce. Okay, first two vertical column of the Vargiya Vyanjanani are called as Karkasha Vyanjanani. And third and the fourth vertical column of that Vargiya Vyanjanani are called as Mrdu Vyanjanani. And the fifth letter, that is, suppose you take Ka Vargaha or Ku, Kaka Gaga Nga is the, that is, Nga is the fifth letter of the Vargiya Vyanjanani, of the first Kavargaha. So vertically, all the Nyangana Nama will become, will be, are called as Anunasikaha. What they are called as? Anunasikaha. Understand? That was your Vargiya Vyanjanani. Now comes to Avargiya Vyanjanani. Ya, Ra, La, Va, Sa, Sha, Saha. Okay. Out of that Ya, Ra, La, Va, Sa, Sha, Saha, there are two Sha we are hearing. Okay. How to differentiate that? the first shakara is ishvara shakara and the second shakara is ganesha shakara or shanmukha shakara. Understand? Is it clear? Up to this, it is clear to everybody?
Sir, the last part, can you just repeat?
Last what?
Sir, Ishvara Shakara, that part I didn't understand.
Yara, Lava, Sasha, Saha are the Avargiya Vyajanani. Is it not? How many are there?
Correct.
8 are there. Okay. So that is why 25 plus 8 put together, 33 Vyajanani are there. And in Sanskritam, it is called as 33. Anybody? Anybody? Ashwin Mahoday, can you tell? What is 33 in Sanskritam?
Sorry, Mahoday.
No. Mahalakshmi Mahoday. Mahalakshmi
Mahoday. Trayavim Shati. 30 will be Trayavim. Trayashati. I'm not kidding. Vimshatitam is 20. That much I know. But after that, I'm not.
Okay, don't worry. Padmaja, begini
vadata.
Padmaja, begini admit kartum.
Trayatrimshat, Mahoday.
Trayatrimshat. Adva. Okay. So, 33 consonants are there. They are called as consonants in English. Okay. And before going into further, this in Swaras, we have got something to tell. That is, what are Rasva Swaraha? A, E, U, R, L. All these are 5 numbers. Okay, all these are rasva swaraha, which are called as short vowels. Okay? A, E, U, A, I, sorry, A, E, U, R, A, I, O, au are long vowels. They are called as dheerga swaraha. Okay? And the significance of A, I, O, AU, they doesn't have rasva swaraha, just like A, E, U, R, which have rasva swaraha. A, I, O, AU doesn't have a rasva swaraha like other languages. Okay, if you take Hindi, there is A, A. Oh, 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 is it there? No. Okay. But in Sanskritam, A, I, O, AU are dheerga swaraha, where which they doesn't have a rasva swaraha. Is it clear? Okay. Now coming to the
word. Ras para means short vowels, like I.
Who is talking?
I am talking.
I'm not clear.
Yeah. So my question is, so when you say ras para, so which means short vowels, like I, I, U. Am I clear?
No, madam.
It's not clear, ma'am. Bit bit words alone. Clear of Allah.
Please mute. Everybody mute. 8 minute, 8 minute. I'll put everybody on mute. Then only.
Can you hear me now?
Idanim Aruna Magavi, unmute.
Yeah.
Unmute.
So my question is, when you say swar, short swaraha, which means the small, the short vowels, so a e o, that's what you meant, right?
No, no, etc, etc. A e u r, only four are there.
Okay,
five are there, sorry. A e u r and r. La, la, lakara. Last was, r was like, lakara. Okay, a, e, u, r. Okay, a, e, u, r, r. Five letters are there, which are short vowels. What you want to know in that?
Okay, got it.
Huh?
Got
it. Okay, very fine. So, I was talking about the Vargiya Vyanjanani and Avargiya Vyanjanani. Okay. I would request Geeta Begini to tell what are Vargiya Vyanjanani. Girija Begini?
Vargiya Vyanjanas, Kaka Gaghanga, Chacha. Ja 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 na, ta tha da dha na, ta tha da dha na, pa pha ba ba ma.
Continue. You are not completing.
Yara lava.
Yara lava. Ja sha sa ha.
Asto. Tatra vargiya vyanjanani kati asati.
Three.
Kati santi. What, how many?
33.
Who is that talking in between?
Trayatrimshat.
No, totally 33 are there. That is called Trayatrimshat. How many Vargiya Vyanjanani are there?
Vyanjanani. Vargiya Vyanjanani.
25, that is. 5 into 5 is equal to 25. Yes. Okay. Out of each.
Sir, la, what about la? La is in Pravesha Pustake. La, la, asti. La, la.
Astu, astu. So 5 into 5, 25. La. Please don't talk in between. Mute karo tu, Girija Begini. Girija Begini, mute karo tu. Otherwise, I will have to mute everybody. See, I don't believe in these things because I like the class to be more interactive. But that doesn't mean that you have to disturb in between or talk as you like. Everybody are matured enough. If somebody is talking, please don't talk in between. And keep yourself muted. Whenever you are called, you can answer. Okay? Or if you want to talk, you can raise your hands. That's the reason I ask you to keep yourself unmuted. Please don't do all this childishness. Okay. So I was talking about the Vargiya Vyanjanani and Avargiya Vyanjanani and Akara, etc., etc. Okay. Now this, Mahodaya, can you scroll it down? All these Gunitaksharani, Sankyutaksharani, all those things are nothing but homework. And this icon which is seen is for a person who is not at all, doesn't know anything about Sanskrit. Continue, continue. Can go on, go on. I'll tell you to stop. Mahodaya, crawl down. Can you not hear me? All these are abhyasa. I'll put it in the WhatsApp. Okay. Shanti mantra magachati va? Okay. Atra stagaya maha. We'll meet in the next Sunday evening. I request everybody to come by at least 5 minutes before the class starts. Okay? Then only there will be a decorum which is maintained. Somebody coming late and suppose I am not in a position to admit them, which is not good. Okay? So, and if I am forced to admit, I have to ask, why are you late, this, that, and all those things we don't want. Okay? Shanti Mantram. Ka vadati, kaha vadati? Can you tell?
Aham vadam.
Vadatu, Bala Mahodayam.
Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Om
Hari Om Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parabrahmam Tasmai Sri Guru Ve Namaha ಪ್ರವೇ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ನದಿಯೇ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೆ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಃ ಪುನಃಮಿಲಾಮಃ
ಪುನರ್ಮಿಲಾಮಃ ಗುರುಜಿ
ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಕೃತಂ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೈನ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಕೃತಂ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತಂ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ Sanskritam itself is nothing but a karyam. Why? Because it is made out of a dhatu called as kr dhatu. Okay. In Sanskritam, kr dhatu has got a vital role that we will come to know later. Okay. So, samyak kritam is Sanskritam. Finely defined subject is rather is called as Sanskritam. That is why. In spite of other languages, say for example, I don't want to name any language, Sanskritam, you cannot find even a single mistake. Okay. That is why we teachers keep on insisting of Uchcharana dosha mastu, doshaha ma karotu. That is, don't pronounce it wrongly or don't write any spelling mistake. Don't write it wrongly. We keep on telling two things. One is Uchcharana dosham ma karotu. And second one is doshaha likhitva doshaha ma karotu. That is, when you are writing, please don't make any mistake. Because if you concentrate on that particular letters, each and every letter, you take care of each letter, the word will take care of itself. And if you take care of each word, the volume will take care of itself. Understand? So, that is Sanskritam. Vaishali Begini, Vadatu.
Namaskar, Mahodaya.
Namaskar.
I am from Gulbarga. I am very interested to learn the Sanskrit language. I know Hindi, a little bit of Kannada, English, Marathi. So, I am new to this Sanskrit language.
Uttam. Sahiti Begini. Sahiti Begini.
Namaskar Mahodaya.
Video.
This is Sahiti. This is Sahiti. I am from the tech group. Firstly, I was introduced to this group from the tech group only. So I started my learning through this group.
Uttamam. Meenakshi Begini?
Yeah, sir.
Vadatu?
Sir, I want to talk on all the words meaning.
Be louder. Bring your mic near to your mouth. Show your face properly. Only your spectacles are seen.
Now you see me?
No. Not able to hear you.
No. Sir, I want
to... Use your mic, madam. Please use your mic.
I open my mic, sir.
Vadatu.
Sir, I want to talk fully in Sanskrit. and then some words I could not understand in the meaning.
What
can
happened?
Can you teach me?
Yes, yes, by all means. That is why we are here for.
Okay. Thank you.
Kirti Sharma, baby.
I can read shlokas in Sanskrit.
Okay, okay. Mute karo to. Kirti Sharma, bagini.
Okay.
Vaishali, bagini.
Sir. Namaskar, sir. I already spoke. I am Kirti Sharma.
Yeah, since you people... See, yeah. What happens, you know, when you close down your videos... I'm not acquainted with your face or other voices.
Okay. Yeah, then. I already spoke.
Yeah. We'll end up with one more prarthana, which I left it.
Yeah.
Om Sarvi Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarvi Santu Niramayah Sarvi Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti Shanti. Dhanyavad sir.
धन्यवाद
धन्यवाद
आगामी सब